I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
What do you give the kid who has everything?
Daddy said anything I wanted, anything in the store.
For Eric Bates, it was the only toy in his father's store.
You know what I want.
That wasn't for sale.
What you're offering me is not a job, sir. It's an insult, and I'm insulted, and I'm splitting.
Now, Jack Brown has been made an offer he can't refuse.
$10,000?
That kind of money, if Eric blows his nose, you wipe it.
And if he can survive 1 week with Eric...
Was I bad?
What you were gave a new meaning to the word bad.
He may even find himself a friend.
If you want a friend, you don't buy a friend. You earn a friend.
Richard Pryor, Jackie Gleason, Ned Beatty, and Scott Schwartz in a Richard Donner film, The Toy.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
They got a new toy to sell now called the Jack Brown. Me, the wind-up asshole.
Forgotten classics, forgotten classics. It's a bunch of people sitting in a room talking about shit they used to like. And do they still like it now? Well, we'll find out how on Forgotten Classics.
Hi, welcome to Radio Labyrinth Sideshow number 3. This one is entitled Forgotten Classics. It is a segment that we are going to do from time to time. These are films and movies that you used to love when you were younger, things that you watched a lot on HBO, maybe you had on VHS, or shit that you just haven't seen in a long time, but we're going to talk about it. And mine, of course, is The Toy, which I played the audio of there a minute ago. Do you guys remember The Toy?
Of course. Oh, yes. Does it hold up?
Fuck no. It's not even the... It didn't hold up then.
The kid from The Toy went on to do porn.
It was something I was going to ask you about.
Schwartz. The Toy is a movie starring Richard Pryor, Jackie Gleason, you know, Jackie Gleason, obviously.
Sure.
You know, the great one. Scotty Schwartz.
What year did you say it was?
This came out, I believe, in 1982.
Okay.
I saw that in the theater. Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I saw it on HBO.
Yeah, me too.
You were four years older than me.
Yeah.
So this was like a kid's movie, so...
Not
I
really.
See it.
Well, yeah. I guess it was, yeah.
At the time.
Yeah, except for the... Okay. Ned Beatty is in it. Remember Ned Beatty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who got it pretty hard in Deliverance.
Gilbert always says he's a racist on his podcast.
I know he does. He always says he's a racist.
Got it pretty hard in Superman, too.
Huh?
Hey there, Mr. Luthor, sir. Hey there, Mr. Luthor,
remember
sir.
Remember the train killed him?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Scott Schwartz, who actually, he was the kid in... the kid who put his tongue...
Yeah, I love Kid Co.
On the, he put his tongue on the pole in A Christmas Story.
Right.
And
he did not put his tongue on a pole in any of the porn movies.
Kid Co. was a good movie.
Kid Co was a good movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. Oh, yeah. And then... let's see, the porn I never saw and didn't care about. Let's see, Teresa Ganzel is an actress. She played Fancy Bates, the Southern woman, you know.
Master Bates.
Master
Bates.
You didn't
know that those were propellers?
Yeah.
I never thought about Master Bates when I was a kid.
Master Bates.
Two and two together.
Yeah.
So basically the story of this movie is... Richard Pryor is a journalist who doesn't have a job, and he goes to the toy store, which is owned by Jackie Gleason, to get a job. He's overqualified, and eventually he gets a job there. And he's trying out this toy. And while he's trying out the toy, the son of Jackie Gleason, who's this rich kid who's in a military school, he's home, and he can pick any toy he wants.
Right.
So he sees Richard Pryor fucking around with a toy and, you know, goofing off and doing his thing, spinning around in a circle, and he goes, I want him.
The Wonder Wheel.
Yeah, the Wonder Wheel. He goes, I want him. And, you know, well, you can't do that. You know, Ned Bezos, we actually can't own a person. You can't own a person.
Even though he wanted to.
Yeah. Thanks,
that we
Abraham
know that.
Lincoln.
Yeah. And so they work it out where they pay him, you know, if he does the thing, you know, Jackie Gleason will give him right. money. And then
basically be a babysitter.
Right, be a babysitter. But, you know, the connotations of a rich white guy buying a black guy to babysit his kids is a little far-fetched, but universally regarded as a terrible film, and it gets horrible reviews.
Isn't it a one-star?
To this day, one-star film.
Oh, sure.
But I watched it a lot when I was a kid and thought it was funny.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, I love
it. I loved Richard Pryor, and I love Jackie Gleason.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's not Honeymooners or Silver Streak, but somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I didn't dream of owning slaves, but I wanted Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I would love to. I was like, I wanted Richard Pryor to hang around and make me laugh.
Broden wasn't in that?
Huh?
No.
No, Charles Grodin's not in it.
What am I thinking of?
There's no Charles Grodin in it, man.
Well, and the fact that the kid was so rich, you know, it had that silver spoons thing going on. Yeah. That was another fantasy.
Well, that was the thing. I wanted all those toys that he had.
But there was a creepy, not a creepy scene, but a weird scene in that movie where Richard Pryor was talking to the kid about getting with, and he's like, well, do you have a girlfriend? And you know, he goes, well, what are you going to do with it?
Wasn't he shirtless? Like the little kid was shirtless, too. That added a whole other element to it.
There was a little scene.
Pederast.
Where he was kind of talking about sex with the kid and kind of telling him about the birds and the bees.
You bought this, you're going to get raped.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nice. Now, that's a whole different movie. That was the sequel.
There's a Klan scene at the end, too.
Is there?
At the house. They're doing a fundraiser for a senator, and there ends up being a bunch of Klan guys there, and Jackie Gleason has to, you know, get rid of them, and he realizes that love is more important, family is more important. So, you can find this movie if you're so interested. It's on YouTube. You can rent it from YouTube right there. You know where they allow you to rent movies. Or you can watch it in bits and pieces on YouTube.
I've never done that on YouTube, rented something.
I haven't either, because I can always find it for free elsewhere.
Sure.
Or I have it on another service. So,
yeah.
But, you know, who's going to rent the fucking toy? I don't need to say it again. Right. Ira, what's your forgotten classic?
I know we were supposed to do one, but I'm going to pick two movies, and I'll talk briefly about each of them. But back in the 80s, there was a lot of nuclear holocaust movies happening. You know, The Day After was the big one, of course.
Right.
But I'm not talking about that one. And I kind of became obsessed with nuclear holocaust movies. They freaked me out.
Yeah, they scared me.
I was real into them. And there was a movie, there was an English movie called Threads. Anybody ever seen this?
Threads?
It's called Threads. It's on YouTube. Check it out sometime. It'll fuck you up. It is kind of done like a documentary where they even have like stats going across the screen.
Oh, I've seen that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
It's more realistic than The Day After, but The Day After will fuck you up.
It will. Terrified me when I was a kid.
Me too. I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another. So check that one out. I saw it on YouTube. And then there's a YouTube clip where they kind of compare and contrast The Day After and Threads. But Threads is very real. And it's done very well.
Mm-hmm.
But and then there was another nuclear holocaust movie that was kind of goofy called Miracle Mile.
I don't remember that.
Anthony Edwards and Mayor Winningham.
Mayor Winningham.
Anthony Edwards.
Was this a TV movie?
I don't know, but I saw it.
Did it come out after Gotcha?
And it basically goes along like, you know, he's like this dorky guy and she's some dorky chick, but they're you know, it's like a love story. It just starts. It's one of those movies where the whole, you know, third half of the movie just totally changes and it becomes, you know, we're in a nuclear war, you know,
shit,
at the end. But they're just hanging out in L.A., just trying to get to know each other and blah, 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 and they're on a date. And, of course, the night that they're going on a date, you know, Russia's launching missiles at us, you know.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, all L.A. is freaking out. There's all kinds of crazy shit going on. They're looking to find a way out of there, and they run into this guy who can fly a helicopter. And so you think they're going to escape, and all kinds of stuff happens. And but it's a very surreal, kind of fucked up movie, another nuclear holocaust movie. So that's what I'm recommending.
Hmm. Okay. Jeff?
Well, mine's like a truly forgotten, like you can't find it anywhere if you're looking for it. It's not on Netflix.
Well, great.
Not on Hulu. It's truly forgotten. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to read the synopsis and you guys see if you can guess the name of the show.
Oh,
and
show or movie?
It's a show.
Okay.
Enrapturing high school grifter Matt Burton may finally have met his match when his widowed mother begins dating their new apartment building neighbor, Norman, who's wise to Matt's schemes and attempts to foil each and every one of them, hoping to set his would-be stepson on the straight and narrow.
Is this It's Your Move with Jason Bateman?
It's Your Move.
It's Your Move with Jason Bateman.
Yep.
What?
You can't get that anywhere.
It's gone forever.
You don't think you can find it on YouTube or anything like that?
So bad. I've looked for it.
I think I've watched an episode of that recently.
It was only 18 episodes.
Yeah.
Apparently you didn't, because you can't find it anywhere.
Huh. Maybe you saw a clip of it or somewhere.
Tim's attempting
What's
to
the name of the show
code.
Again?
It's Your Move.
It's Your
Silver
Move.
Spoon spinoff.
Karen Kay from My Tutor. You remember
yes,
My Tutor?
Yes, of course I do.
What year was this, you think?
This would have been 84 or 85.
Okay.
David Garrison from Married with Children, the original Marcy's husband.
Right. Yes.
Steve. The original
right.
Steve.
Right.
Yep.
The Steve.
Oh, he wasn't dumb like Steve.
Ernie Sabella, poor man's Danny DeVito.
I saw Ernie Sabella at Joe Franklin's once.
Did you?
Yep.
And Adam Sadowski, it was his friend Eli.
Mm-hmm. Eli. And I remember him.
He's like, Adam Sadowski is like a dude now that he builds like contraptions and shit. Like he does like the OK Go videos and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But he builds like those, what do you call those?
Yeah, like
elaborate.
Like domino obstacle course things.
What do you call those things? I forget what they're called, but that's what he does now. He builds like those elaborate.
Right. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what those are called either.
That truly is a forgotten classic. You can't get that show. Jason Bateman was funny as fuck on that show.
Brandy
really?
Yeah. It was a good show. It was very enjoyable and funny, especially if you're like kids or like he was so
the same
smug.
Ages.
Yeah.
He was great. He was great on Silver Spoons. That's why I was immediately
that's why
drawn
I was going to do a different show, but then when you mentioned Silver Spoons, I thought I'd throw out the It's Your Move.
And what was that woman's name again?
Karen Kay.
Yeah. She
from
just
My Tutor.
My Tutor. If you anyway, Stephanie, what's yours? I loved My Tutor.
Oh, really?
Terrible movie, but.
When I was a kid, I had a, I was in the Ricky Schroeder fan club.
Oh, you were?
I had his posters all over my wall.
It's
I had
Rick.
A.
Don't die, champ. Don't die, champ.
Obsessed with him.
Don't die, champ. Don't die, John Boy.
I wrote to him all the time. It was sick.
Did he write you back?
His fan club. You know, it was stamped.
We still want to see that.
Did he sign a copy of Dynamite Magazine?
Do you know he's in the last movie with William Holden?
Oh, really?
William Holden's last movie, they're in Australia on the outback, and they're in an RV, and it crashes off of a cliff.
What movie is this?
I don't remember what it was called. I just know that that's his last movie. That's
I mean, I was done with him once I moved from him, then it went on to Kirk Cameron, and then it was River Phoenix, and whatever.
You didn't want him to get all worked up?
No.
When he was on NYPD Blue? I don't want to get all worked up.
No, then he had that weird mole on his face, and it was, I'm like, where did that come from?
He still looks like Ricky Schroeder, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't look like himself? Anthony Michael Hall.
No.
Yeah, he kind of carrot topped. He like he got all beefy looking in the face. Yeah.
He did?
I think he must have because that skinny and then, being Polish and then he disappeared for a few years and he came back and he
out of bounds.
Edward
he came back and out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was great in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
But he was all muscle bound and his head was like twice the size it used to be.
I'm not really a farmer.
So,
okay, so my forgotten classic was a fantastic comedy, and it still holds up because I watched it last night on Amazon Prime.
Huh.
It's Transylvania 65,000.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what is that?
Okay, that was, so Ed Begley Jr. and Jeff Goldblum are reporters for some stupid Inquirer type magazine, and Ed Begley Jr.'s father, Norman Fell.
Norman Fell.
Runs this magazine. So they get this videotape of what looks like Frankenstein in Transylvania attacking these people.
Yeah.
So Norman Fell wants them to go and investigate this.
Norman Fell.
Jeff Goldblum he's actually like a real legit reporter. He thinks this whole thing is retarded.
Right,
you know?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And, Begley Jr. is this wide-eyed innocent, like, oh, it could be real. You know, he didn't care. He's just excited that they've been assigned a story.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Transylvania to uncover this whole thing, and oh my god, to me I think it's hilarious. Michael Richards, it's like before you knew who he was, and he plays Fayu or something like that.
I don't remember.
He's the butler of this place, and then you got the pedophile principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Jeffrey Jones. He's not a pedophile.
Well, that's what they said. They said that, right?
He's an alleged pedophile.
Well, I'm sorry, alleged.
I think he went away.
It did
no,
kill
he didn't. He was on Deadwood.
It killed his, I thought
no,
it killed his
that.
Career.
Nah, he was on Deadwood.
So people got over it. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that guy, and he plays the mayor, and so Gina Davis.
Oh.
She's the sexy nympho vampire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Joseph Bologna is Dr. Melavacqua.
Who's Joseph Bologna?
He's that guy in that thing. He, remember he played, remember the Married with Children spinoff? with Joey.
No.
Him and it was Joey and Joseph Bologna played his dad. Remember they were on Married with Children a couple times. It was Kelly's boyfriend was Joey from.
Oh, there was a spinoff of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy. God, he didn't look good.
No. I bet he doesn't.
The chick from the toy was also in Transylvania 65,000.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah!
Bringing it all around.
Bringing it all together.
Putting a fine point on it.
Not to mention Carol Kane. She was in it.
She's great.
She was like the best excuse for domestic violence ever in that movie because she constantly tortured him. I mean, constantly. I mean, anybody would have wanted to punch her in the face. And like he called, Redu was the one butler, and he called everybody master but her. He treated her like shit. But everybody else was master. You know?
Right on.
But Michael Richards, every scene is hilarious as him, you know, like he'll do these gags whenever they first came to the castle. He opens the door and he just sticks his head through the peephole and he's like, hello. And then he opens the door and it's just this baby doll. He's got this baby doll going, and they're just, what the fuck is going on? And he punches it.
Yeah.
Lets him in. So anyway, but yeah, I watched Transylvania 65,000 and I promise you will laugh your head off. It's still very funny.
Cool.
And that's on Amazon Prime, huh?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Nice. I'm going to do that this weekend.
I'm going to give me a free trial of Amazon Prime.
That's
just
what
so
I did.
Can watch that.
That's exactly what I did.
And then you can watch Transparent.
I'm going to do that.
Transparent is a good show.
Yeah, I'm almost through the first.
I haven't seen 11/22/63
episode, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give that a chance.
Well, neither I do want to see that. Hulu, right?
You don't. Huh?
I'm gonna get it just to watch that show and then cancel it.
All right, there you go. All right, well, this has been Radio Labyrinth Podcast 01. Oh no, it wasn't.
Sideshow.
This has been Radio Labyrinth Sideshow number 3, Forgotten Classics. Let's do this from time to time. Thank you guys very much for sharing yours. And until next time, keep it gang.
Two Faces Radio.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.